Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for navigating the challenging journey of doctoral research. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that I know is on the minds of many of you, balancing multiple research projects with grace and efficiency. In today's episode, we'll break down the intricacies and hurdles of managing several research endeavors simultaneously. We understand that juggling different projects, each with its unique demands and deadlines, can feel like a Herculean task, but worry not. We are here to arm you with strategies and insights to make this process smoother and more manageable. Our discussion will center around key areas that are crucial for success in this endeavor. First, we'll explore the challenges you might face when dealing with multiple research projects. Understanding these challenges is the first step in overcoming them. Then, we'll delve into effective time management strategies. Time, as they say, is the most precious resource, and learning how to allocate it wisely can make all the difference in your academic journey. We'll also talk about the importance of prioritization and setting realistic goals. It's easy to get overwhelmed when you're trying to do too much at once. Setting clear, achievable goals can help keep you focused and on track. Collaboration and leveraging resources will be another focus of our conversation. You're not in this alone, and there are numerous resources at your disposal that can make your research journey smoother and more collaborative. Finally, we'll share some practical tips to help you stay on track. These are tried and tested methods that have helped countless PhD learners navigate their research journey effectively. So sit back, grab a notebook, and let's embark on this learning journey together. Remember, the goal here is not just to gain insights, but to equip you with practical tools that you can apply directly to your research projects. Let's get started. In this segment, we're going to tackle the real deal, the challenges you face when juggling multiple research projects. Let's be honest, it's tough. You're dealing with different topics, each with its own set of requirements and deadlines. It's like being a juggler at a circus, except the balls are your research papers. I remember a time when I was handling three major projects. Each was in a different stage of development. The constant switch between topics was not just mentally draining, but also time-consuming. Ever felt like that? This is where you pause and ask yourself, how am I managing my projects? Am I spreading myself too thin? These are important questions. Think about the last week. Were there moments you felt overwhelmed? Did you find yourself losing track of where one project ended and another began? Reflecting on these questions helps you understand your current strategy's effectiveness. Maybe you're doing great, or perhaps there's room for improvement. Either way, knowing where you stand is the first step to getting better. Let's use these insights as we move forward to the next segment on time management strategies. Stay tuned. Let's jump right into effective time management strategies. This is crucial, especially when you're balancing several research projects. One practical approach is time blocking. This means setting aside specific blocks of time for each of your projects. Think of it like scheduling a meeting, but with your research. This way, every project gets dedicated attention without overlap. And let's not forget about the power of breaks. Yes, breaks. It's so important to step away from your work at regular intervals. This isn't just about rest. It's about giving your brain a moment to reset and refresh. You'll come back sharper and more focused. Now let's talk about a real life example. There's a researcher I know, let's call her Maya. Maya was working on two dissertations at the same time. Overwhelming, right? But here's what she did. She divided her day into dedicated time slots for each project. Mornings for one, afternoons for the other. And every hour, she'd take a short break. Just a walk around the room or a quick cup of tea. This simple strategy transformed her work. She met her deadlines with ease, and her work quality was top-notch. So how about you? Can you incorporate these strategies into your routine? Give it a try. You might be surprised at how much more you can accomplish. Moving on to our next segment, let's focus on prioritization and setting realistic goals. This is where the magic happens in managing multiple research projects. Prioritization is key. It's all about figuring out which tasks are most important and urgent. Think of it like sorting through a box of mixed up puzzle pieces, finding the corners and edges first to frame your picture. One tool that can really help is the Eisenhower Matrix. It's a simple grid that helps you categorize tasks based on their urgency and importance. Things that are urgent and important get tackled first. This helps you focus on what really matters without getting sidetracked by less crucial tasks. Now, let's talk about goals. Not just any goals, but SMART goals. That's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. In research, this means setting clear, focused objectives with a deadline. Instead of saying, I'll work on my thesis, say, I'll write the introduction of my thesis, about 500 words, by Friday. This gives you a clear target and helps you measure your progress. So, take a moment to think about your projects. Can you categorize your tasks using the Eisenhower Matrix? How can you turn your research objectives into SMART goals? By doing this, you'll find yourself not just setting goals, but actually achieving them. And that's what we're here for, right? To turn those academic aspirations into reality. All right, let's move into a really exciting part of our discussion, leveraging resources and collaboration. This segment is all about making your research journey smoother and more connected. First up, maximizing resources. In today's digital age, we have a wealth of tools at our fingertips. There are online libraries, research databases, and even project management software. These tools can dramatically streamline your research process, but it's not just about technology. Your academic network is invaluable. Engage with your peers, professors, and even online forums. Don't hesitate to seek mentorship. A good mentor can provide guidance, support, and invaluable insights from their own experiences. Now let's talk about collaboration. This is where the magic really happens. Collaborating with others can significantly ease your workload. It's like sharing the weight of a heavy load, but it's more than just sharing work. Collaboration brings in new perspectives, fresh ideas, and different approaches. It can open doors to innovative methods and unforeseen opportunities in your research. Remember, research doesn't have to be a solo journey. There's a whole community out there ready to support and collaborate with you. So think about how you can tap into these resources and collaborative opportunities. They might just be the game changer you need in your research endeavors. All right, let's wrap up with some practical tips to help you stay on track. This is where we turn our conversation into action. First off, let's talk about actionable advice. One key step is to set daily goals. Write down what you want to achieve each day. This keeps you focused. Also, keep your workspace organized. A cluttered space can lead to a cluttered mind. Now, maintaining motivation is crucial. Celebrate your small wins. Finished a chapter? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little celebrations keep your spirits up. And managing stress? Make sure to take time for yourself. A quick walk, a bit of exercise, or even some meditation can work wonders. Finally, a bit of encouragement. Remember, every challenge you face is an opportunity for growth. Each day, with each task, you're not just working on your dissertation. You're growing as a researcher, as a thinker, and as a leader in your field. Embrace this journey with all its ups and downs. It's in these moments that you truly discover what you're capable of. So take these tips, apply them, and watch how they transform your research journey. You've got this. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's quickly recap the key strategies we've covered. We talked about understanding the challenges of handling multiple research projects and the importance of effective time management, like time blocking and taking regular breaks. We delved into prioritizing tasks, using tools like the Eisenhower Matrix, and setting SMART goals. We also highlighted the immense value of leveraging digital tools, academic networks, mentorship, and the power of collaboration. Finally, we shared some practical tips to keep you motivated and on track. Now it's your turn to put these strategies into action. Take the insights from today's episode and apply them to your research journey. We'd love to hear how these tips are working for you, so please share your feedback and any questions you might have for future episodes. And here's something special for you. Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months, has put together an incredible resource. It's called How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less. This playbook is a goldmine of strategies and insights, and it's available for download at writerser.com/playbook. Don't miss out on this valuable resource. As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. Your dedication to your academic journey is truly inspiring. Stay tuned for our next episode. And as we part ways today, remember this: your academic journey is more than just a pursuit of a degree. It's a journey of personal and intellectual growth. Each challenge you overcome, each milestone you reach, is shaping you into a more skilled and knowledgeable individual. Keep pushing forward with passion and perseverance. You are capable of incredible things. Thank you once again for joining us. Keep striving, keep thriving, and see you next time on Dissertation in 90 Days. Farewell, and keep up the fantastic work.